Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013, the day before the 4th of July, the day before Independence Day. And as we approach Independence Day, today we're talking about the state of U.S. independence. Let's look at some things that might call it into question. Last week, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Administration, signed an agreement with the Russian Emergency Situations Ministry to have Russians provide security at mass events in the United States. The Ministry of the Russian Federation for Civil Defense and Emergencies issued a press release announcing this event. The meeting was held June 25th. In addition to exchanging, quote, experts at major disasters, Russians will also provide security at mass events. Major disasters and mass events in the U.S. Events designated as national special security events by the Department of Homeland Security will rely at least partially on Russian troops and Russian authorities for security. Well, what is a national special security event? We know what a mass disaster is, obviously, but a national special security event, well, I happen to have a list of them right here in front of me, and they are such things as the Super Bowl, the presidential inauguration, the Democrat and Republican national conventions, the G8 summit, the State of the Union address, things like that. You get the idea. Russian troops providing security at these events. Foreign troops or foreign law enforcement personnel on U.S. soil is illegal under posse comitatus, but the Army, the U.S. Army, that is, acknowledges that they do these things and it's illegal for them, and nobody seems to care. This information confirms rumors that have been flying around the country, flying around the internet for years about foreign troops here in America and people seeing them in various places. Some of these rumors perhaps were started by a State Department publication published in President Kennedy's administration in 1961. This publication entitled Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. This document, as I said, published in 1961, is a kind of a wish list for general disarmament and every nation turning their troops over to the United Nations and all serving together and that sort of thing. Out of that document came many of these fears and these rumors. The fear that I have is that the Russian troops at a U.S. mass disaster or some event such as the Super Bowl or the presidential inauguration with little or no language skills, no English language skills, no understanding of our system of rights, of individual rights, the Bill of Rights and so forth, the troops working the disaster would actually become the disaster. But U.S. authorities don't seem to care. They don't understand, and these things don't seem to bother them one little bit. Well, if that were all, as they say, it would be plenty, but there's more. February 14th of this year, U.S. and Canadian authorities signed an agreement allowing the military of each nation to support the military of the other across borders in civil emergencies. They seem to be moving towards some type of integration of military. We are doing this with other countries, with Canadian, Russian, and even some European countries, integrating our military. Perhaps that is why Russian President Vladimir Putin recently stated that in the Edward Snowden case, that the only way Mr. Snowden could stay in Russia is if he would stop hurting, quote, our American partners. Well, that's the way it is on Independence Day. Less and less independence every single day, it seems to me. Well, let's meanwhile, back here in America, what's going on? Well, a recent report by Bankrate.com said that 76% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck with little or no emergency savings. 22%. Less than $100 in savings. Isn't that amazing, folks? 22% have less than $100 in savings, according to this report by Bankrate.com. More people are now living on food stamps that is 47.5 million people, than the entire population of Spain, which is 46.1 million people. Amazing, absolutely amazing. Who's running this country anyway? Why do we keep them in office? That's my question for today, folks. Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013. Till next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.